Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing The Big Bang Theory Season 10. This season opens with the aftermath of Sheldon's mother and Leonard's father having drinks together at the hotel they are staying at. They do nothing but drink and talk, however both of them seem to have a liking for each other, which causes problems for Leonard and Sheldon, also causing problems with Leonard's mom, who has constant arguments with her ex-husband. It ends with Leonard's parents finding common ground and being able to hold it together so they don't ruin the ceremony of Penny and Leonard's mock wedding to hold for friends and family. Sheldon has changed a lot since Amy and him broke up for a short while, so much that they move in together this season after her apartment gets flooded. Penny comes up with an idea that they could stay in her apartment until her apartment is ready. Sheldon and her get along really well while living together and choose to make it that way. Although, initially, Amy kind of tricks him into doing that because Amy just kept lying about the apartment still not being ready. But after that, he then decides it's better this way. And finally, Leonard and Penny get to have their own place of their own, which has been a struggle for like 3 seasons, I think. However, like in the show, Friends, their apartment is still the main hub of the group. Sheldon, Leonard, and Howard are hired by the government to make a guidance system based on the paper that Leonard and Sheldon wrote in the previous season. Howard finds a way to use that idea to make a model to make its own power. It is one of the biggest science advancements that the characters of the show do, which was an interesting angle, and having, you know, them work for the government was just kind of funny in general. Howard and Bernadette have a baby this season. A lot of Howard's storylines this season are him preparing for the baby. He's also trying to find a way to get money for the baby, which is part of the storyline of Howard making the guidance system and him becoming more mature and a good father. I do like it. Howard actually is one of the characters being one of my favorites by the end of the show. He has one of the best arcs. He's the, you know, creepy weirdo, and he turns into a wholesome dad that's relatively good husband and tries his best just to make everything work while supporting his wife and 2 kids. I mean, he's still a goober, but, you know, no one's perfect, but I like his arc. It's interesting, and he ends up being one of the most mature characters in the show, which is surprising from where he started. This season's big ending is Sheldon proposing to Amy. After the girl from one of the early seasons that had a crush on Sheldon returns, she tries to get with Sheldon again. She kisses him, which makes him realize he doesn't want to kiss anyone other than Amy, which is another huge thing for Sheldon. He's like, fuck this, I don't like it, and I'm going to go propose to Amy. It's a nice season, and I like some of the character dynamics, especially in the early beginning. I really liked the rivalry between Leonard and Sheldon's mothers. They're just funny, and they're just polar opposites while making polar opposite children. It just goes to show that the recipe doesn't really work if they were female, I guess. That seems to be what it implies. Although Leonard isn't like a God-feeling man. He's an atheist, but there's a lot of dynamics that align more with Sheldon's mom and vice versa. So I enjoyed the season a lot more. Like I said, I really enjoyed Howard's arc and, you know, the guidance system, everything. I thought the government working together is pretty funny, especially with the dynamics of them being scared of the government that has been talked about many times in the previous seasons. So it worked out pretty well. Plus, you know, Sheldon realizing he loves Amy was just kind of nice. I think it's done well. It's one of the more well-written arcs of the show, is just Sheldon, you know, discovering his emotions. It works really well, especially since he had none in the beginning. So overall, I give the season a 7 out of 10. I think it's one of the better seasons of the show. After watching a lot of it, obviously, I'm almost done with it. I only got 2 more seasons to review after this one. So, yeah, it's pretty fun. It's one of the better ones, I have to say. So, yeah. Overall, like I said, give it a 7 out of 10. It's good. It's fun. Entertaining. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed all the previous 9 seasons of The Big Bang Theory. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime. So if you want to check that out, it's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app you're streaming through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.